Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The ruling class that controls much of this globe through fraud and misinformation prays every day that you be ignorant, that you be stupid, that you be so self-centered that you don't even care about what's happening in society to the point of where you will actually be enslaved and most probably destroyed. They absolutely swim in the ether that is the ignorance gripping our world. I look at the headlines where the former MI5 chief says, the enemy is everywhere, watch your neighbors, extremists are everywhere. And then they segue into nationalist right-wing patriot groups. See, they use the radical Muslims that they protect and shepherd and fund as the overall backdrop for the global war on terror. But then meanwhile, it's really pointed at people that know the criminal governments of the West are the big issue. And that's hiding in plain view. Here in the United States, they're saying, you know, brace for terrorists everywhere. By the way, they're Tea Partiers and conservatives and veterans and gun owners and libertarians and constitutionalists. And it's the same thing over in the UK, same thing in Europe. But then meanwhile, John McCain, if you believe it, snuck across with a, quote, U.S. force out of Turkey into Syria to discuss giving arms to the rebels, and then met with a bunch of Osama bin Laden, Qatari, and Saudi Arabian Wahhabist. I mean, there he is with a bunch of bin Laden lookalikes with real al-Qaeda, with the al-Qaeda Brigade. It's actually called the bin Laden Brigade that leads the Syrian forces. But when you fly, and there's new videos on Infowars.com, and you don't want to go through the radiation machine to make sure you don't have a bomb on you, they're going to need to look inside you. Well, you know what South Park says. And it's actually true. It's all an act of domination to get their filthy government bureaucratic hands on you. And even the idiots doing it don't even know why they've been hired to do this. Meanwhile, Rand Paul is telling it like it is. He's come out and said properly that our government and the U.S. Senate is arming al-Qaeda. But if you try to talk to the general public who's not informed about this, they go,
listen to that. He knows how to talk. He's trying to show off to us. He says the government runs al-Qaeda.
Rand Paul, Senate is arming al-Qaeda and rushing to war in Syria. That was last Friday. Got almost no attention. Said that on the floor of the Senate. And that is a fact. That is a fact. And I just sit here, and I guarantee you, if I say to TSA, hey, this whole terror threat's fake, the government runs al-Qaeda.
Just listen to you.
Right out of Idiocracy. And it's a fact, an oxymoron, a fraudulent, raging paradox hanging in front of our faces. And now you've got multiple FBI agents involved in the so-called investigation of the Boston bombing dead. You've got more Navy SEALs and SEAL Team 6 dying, constantly falling out of helicopters, being run over, being shot, being assassinated, covering up the bin Laden hoax, the killing of bin Laden, covering up what really happened to the Boston bombing. I mean, they are so desperate in the Boston bombing that the media not look at it, just acting completely suspicious. It'd be like if a cop drove by and somebody, you know, saw him and ran into the woods. You know, the cop would say, well, that looks like a reasonable suspicion of something here. The government acts totally creepy, totally suspicious, and then publicly commits massive crimes everywhere.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 28th day of May 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here live for the next 3 hours. We also will return this evening with InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Find all the free iPhone apps, Droid app, free podcast, free video feed of the daytime radio show, audio feeds, everything at InfoWars.com/show. You can also find the links there to our Facebook, Twitter, and so much more. Okay, wow, where to begin? John McCain, we're going to cover this today, obviously, secretly went to Turkey, the big NATO command base, and infiltrated into Syria, if you even believe that, in a grandstanding event, and met with the leaders of Al-Qaeda as part of flaunting in the American people's comatose face that they are heroes and need heavy weapons. And then our so-called press then goes, how dare Obama not have a full-blown war when there is a full-blown war? And then that gives him left cover. Where even Obama, in a two-plus year bombardment, bombing, artillery attacks, fighter-bomber attacks, 60,000 troops every few months, rotated in and out at least. That's a conservative number. 120,000 Syrians dead. War of aggression. And they have the neocon chicken hawks running up and down saying, how dare Obama, the commie, how about the New World Orderite, their buddy? And these people are all hanging out together behind the scenes at that level of leadership, ladies and gentlemen. Can then criticize him for not doing enough. And McCain literally sneaks across and met with the opposition leaders. And I saw video and photos of this, and I'm going to cover it coming up later in the hour. It was so degenerate with the so-called rebel leaders slouched like gang members in their chairs in a conference room in a captured city council. Totally and completely disgusting. Them sitting around the council room saying, we are not happy with your government not giving us aid, which is all a set piece to go, we're not giving the darlings aid to fight the Muslim extremists. Our public is so dumbed down. I've heard them, I know you've heard them on talk radio go, we need to fight Al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria when our criminal banker-occupied government are the ones putting Al-Qaeda in and then using Al-Qaeda as the menacing threat to take our liberties, set up a Homeland Security spy grid, which in all the training manuals has nothing to do with Muslim extremists. It has to do with you and your farm and your ranch or your business and your guns and your children and how they're going to forcibly inoculate you. It is the social engineer, control freak, nanny state that wants in your life all over the globalist controlled world. That's every country but about 10. They've almost got global government in. They haven't mopped up state governments within governments. They haven't shut down all the free press here and there, but they're very close. And the goal is run your life. The goal is control your life. The goal is dominate you and your family. That's why the exact same programs you see in Germany are in Australia, are in the United States, are in England, are in Canada, are in Wales, are in Scotland, are in Mexico. Because the globalists control the issuance of currency and credit. And coming up in the next hour, I'm going to spend some time on this. Scotland, every child to have state guardian from birth that spies on the parents and that trains the child that the state is their parent and trains the child to report on their parents. This is what Communist China did when Mao took over. This is the standard program. And, of course, who is seven times more likely to abuse a child than any other group worldwide? Government. Who gets into this type of work because they like to abuse children? You know who. God help us. And then if you're actually poor and your kids are running around, you know, drinking sewage water in a third world country, the globalists aren't, there aren't any social workers. But if it's in the West, they target Christians, libertarians, conservatives, gun owners, people that have shining-eyed children who aren't eating GMO and who aren't vaccinated. That's come out in the training manuals. We're going to cover this. I'm going to cover it more on the nightly news and throughout the week. I want to show you what their plan is, who they go after. In fact, it's in the Australian news. They're going to be Germany is about as far advanced in this as any other country other than Communist China. And Germany arrest homeschoolers, arrest parents who try to homeschool children, and then spends massive amounts of money. In fact, type in court rules German family to be sent back to Germany. Homeschooling family to be sent back to Germany. It was in the news last week. Human Events covered it. And they've been here for 3 years. Upper middle class professional family with their children homeschooling. They faced prison time, or like Anne Frank, for secretly homeschooling and not going to the government facility to be turned against their family, shot up full of deadly cancer virus-filled shots and put through the eugenics operation. And so they fled as political asylum seekers here, and they are being sent back to prison. Their children will be taken. Homeschooling family who fled to U.S. from Germany faces deportation. Parents face charges and $9,000 fine for taking kids out of school as Obama officials prepare to send them back. Yeah, and that's a London, that's a Daily Mail whitewash. If you pull up Human Events, it says they're facing, I think it's 5 years in prison apiece, and the state is licking their chops. They're going to get to hurt those kids and hurt them bad. And, of course, you've already got brain-damaged, mindless, idiot government workers, even the ones that aren't pedophile control freaks, and they just like to follow their orders. And that's the model that is already coming to the U.S. and Australia. Scotland, every child to have state guardian. Now, remember what MSNBC said. Remember what MSNBC said. They said, we've got to break, in a promo, we've got to break the idea that your kids belong to you. They belong to us in the community with this weird academic lisping woman. Most of these people are so anti-life, they don't even have kids. Your kids are their kids. And that's where these people then get kids to adopt and then get paid to adopt them after they've run them through a ringer. They take them from you. Then they get to warehouse them. They get to put them on five or six drugs. They get the power trip of wrecking a child, a slow human sacrifice. And by the way, I've had social workers on that have blown the whistle. I've had people that have been foster parents, and they will tell you that the state is put them on as many drugs as possible. If they raise their voice, we get to put them on more drugs. We're gonna really all get rich off of hurting this kid. I mean, this is what it is. And people are like, oh, yeah, you know, human sacrifice. That's pretty much what this society is. That's what it's based on. These are government, the New World Order, is actually a society where the weak get to hurt the strong and the beautiful. The secret of eugenics is it was created by inbred globalist royalty in Europe and funded by the Rothschilds and others and picked up by Hitler. Which just shows they're all birds of a feather that fly together in their lust for power and domination and control. And they actually target just normal, healthy human activity because it's a threat to them because they never had it. And so they're going to destroy it, and they're going to be the only people left standing. And they're exempt from all the taxes, the regulations. I was seeing statistics this morning. I think I'll get to it in the stack where all over the Western world, they're raising the pay of government bureaucrats, and it's just growing and growing. That's the plan. Wreck everything. Transfer the wealth. That's the program. Let's go to that clip of Perry on MSNBC.
We haven't had a very collective notion of these are our children. So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities. Once it's everybody's responsibility and not just the households, then we start making better investments.
Yeah, better investments off your labor. 60% of your money in the U.S., 70 to 80% in places like France, it's not enough. They're going to... People ask, well, how are they going to make us live in 200-square-foot coffin apartments? Well, Mayor Bloomberg and also the mayor of San Francisco, mayor of New York and San Francisco have said, we're going to raise property tax until you're forced to live in this. And then they will own the coffin buildings that you live in. And then they'll land in their own private buildings that are, you know, 50,000 square feet for themselves. But they'll get an exemption. They all get exemptions. Bloomberg, Michael Moore, the head of General Electric, Google, they all don't pay taxes. They don't pay. In fact, it's on record that when these really rich billionaires go at restaurants, people have learned everybody kisses their butt because they're rich, and then they don't give a tip. That's on record. Like you could talk to waiters and people, they'll tell you, rich people, you know, the really rich, they don't give you tips. Middle class does, because they actually worked for where they got, and they actually want to help people. They have an instinct to want to help and build others up and create an economy. The globalists have an instinct, an oligarchical, centralized instinct to wreck everyone. And you will find out. And don't feel bad, though, about the bureaucrats and corrupt police on their power trips. They're all dead, too. They've all been implanted with cancer viruses into their DNA that are hormone released when hormone levels drop. They're all dead. So don't, I know they're hurting you. I know they're squeezing you, taking your kids, wrecking you, driving you into submission. But don't worry, they're all dead too. It's only 0.1% that are actually in on this whole program. We'll be right back to break down how our government funds Al-Qaeda publicly and then now Russia getting involved with Israel threatening to attack Russia.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You take a mortal man and put him in control.
You know, I have hundreds of articles here. I'm going to try to get to as many of them as I can and take a lot of your phone calls today. So what I'm going to do is just tell you some of the news that's coming up. Open the phones up in the next hour. Start getting into more of the news in detail. But I want you to understand something. If you just joined us again, Alex Jones here. I'm your host. If you're a new listener, the news websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. I work on this and do this research 7 days a week, at least 15 hours a day. And I know what I'm talking about. And when I tell you that GMO has been designed and developed and filled with adjuvants and carcinogens, as well as active live microplasm encased nanotech cancer viruses, and they really are nanotech, they're engineered viruses. When I tell you that, and we've done countless reports on that subject, you might want to go look into that. Kind of like for 15 years I've been telling you that the plastics they've chosen will change your entire metabolic rate, will make women hyperfeminine and then accelerate aging of their tissues, ending in breast cancer and ovarian cancer and uterine cancer, and will hyperfeminize men, leading to other cancers as well. And then the media spins that I'm being anti-gay because it makes men sexually conflicted in their different glands, like the hypothalamus. It also does that to other species, not just other mammals, but other families of animals, amphibians, fish, marsupials. I mean, we're having a giant medical experiment done on us. And I've covered it in the film Endgame. I've covered it in countless reports that we've done here on eugenics. Food, the ultimate secret. You can look that up, 25-minute long short film. Brain-eating viruses, you know, brain-eating vaccine. I kind of used a shocking term to get people to watch the video. All of those are out there with the proof of what I just said. And then I sit there watching large minorities of the public, of every race, color, creed, religion, waking up to this, and who are inquisitive and informed and want a future. And then I see other people who wear their ignorance like a suit of armor, whose greatest possession is that they don't care. And some of them aren't even stupid. They consciously believe that not caring about anyone but themselves and being nihilistic and only caring about that minute is powerful and puts them above other people. And that same spirit that you see in the very worst losers, because they're generally incredible, unhappy losers, who go around messing with people all day and playing weird games, and they feel completely powerless and they're completely unhappy and they have hellish lives, devoid of honor. The globalists are like that, but are a little more sophisticated. And, I mean, I'm here to tell you, these people are not humans. There's a 6-minute video up on Infowars.com where Americans have forgotten the meaning or don't know the meaning. I forget the exact headline of Memorial Day. And yeah, there it is, memory hole. Americans no longer know what Memorial Day stands for. And Mark Dice goes out, and he does this in L.A. We do this in Austin and get almost as bad a response. People aren't quite as, but any trendy area. And the people say, I don't care about Memorial Day. I don't care what it is. I don't want to know what it is. I don't care to find out what it is. And because it's all about me. Me! And these people don't understand that when other people have that attitude and they do, you know, at first when people have that attitude, you might be able to get ahead at some level. You'll end up being an unhappy person that dies alone, but you might be able to find people that are stupid that you can cheat and manipulate. And you might be able to monetarily get some symbols of success. But those are garbage trappings. The real wealth is friends and family and being honorable. Not that any of us are perfect, but you know, trying to be honorable is the greatest wealth, and getting to know other honorable people is the greatest experience in life. And I look at these people. We're going to play part of this video when we come back. The full video is up on Infowars.com. And I've talked to Mark. This is really who he talked to. He ran into one woman who knew what Memorial Day was and one man. And the guy, rightfully, it looked like he was about 60 years old, got mad at Mark when Mark was saying, you know, that Memorial Day is for surfers that died. Because you should get mad at someone ignorant. But we're going to play this and then get into all the news and your phone calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world.
Monday through Friday, from 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. We are here live. Again, my friends, I'm going to be opening the phones up on any of the issues I've raised or any points you'd like to bring up. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We will get you up and on the air. I want to go over just some of the headlines, and I'm going directly to your calls, and then I'll go back into all of this in more details. But I do want to play part of this Mark Dice piece. He'll be joining us on the radio show tomorrow. Most listeners don't know who Mark Dice is. A lot of you do, though. And some listeners are like, why do you promote Mark Dice, even though Mark Dice has attacked you before? It's because I don't care. Mark does a lot of good work, and so I positively reinforce that good work. And I don't do it Pavlovianly on purpose, but it's kind of like when an ice cream truck comes around, a lot of kids get so excited because the ice cream truck's got good things in it. And, you know, I saw in Mark, I don't know, it's got to be now 8 years ago when he first got started, got out of college with a public relations media degree. He went out and did really great reports. So I pretty much, to a great extent, helped put Mark on the map. But he was already doing great work. He deserved to be on the map. And then he went through his own personal stuff later. I figured that. And I'm not knocking the guy. And kind of went off into a bad area of his life. And it's like the prodigal son. And when the prodigal son came back, and the other son said, I've done nothing to you, Father. I've always been faithful. Now you're throwing a party for the prodigal son. He's done all this bad stuff, you know, to you. But it's like, hey, think how much I love you if I'm doing this for the prodigal son. Because I don't think Mark fundamentally is a bad person. And it's like that with everybody. It hurts me to see people that I know have potential destroying it. And it hurts me to see a society that has so much potential. I mean, I took my son to exercise this morning. And we got done exercising at Zilker Park, and I saw a bus pull up with regular kids. They weren't special needs. And I looked at these kids, and they were clearly walking dead, about a third of them. Because, see, when they hit you with GMO, with every mammal species, pigs, guinea pigs, rats, rhesus monkeys, you can look up the studies. They go back only 25 years with BT style. That's the most popular. You know, corn and things that grow their own pesticides. The first generation has a large IQ reduction, increased cancer, sluggishness, also more aggressiveness sometimes. It manifests depending on your genetic tree, your genetic blueprint of the type you are. And then by the second generation, and generation's about 20 years, humans tend to reproduce by about age 20, 22 is the average, I guess. And we've got all of this, you know, garbage going on. And I sit there and I look at people. And you look at adults now that are one generation, you know, people that are 25, 30 years old under GMO. And you look at the next generation, people that are now 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years old, who were born out of the last generation. My God, man, the next generation, it's going to be, and you can see the numbers, the cancer numbers, the neurological disorder numbers, the infertility numbers. It is parabolic. It is a straight up graph. And that's why they've got to get their police state control grid in first before the real death starts, because you're going to have mad parents. And they said 50 years ago, in papers we've dug up and covered on air, that they knew some of us would find out about this program. I mean, hell, they write books, the White House Science Czar does, about jacking our food and water to sterilize us. And this is the psychopath, sociopath, sadist party. I mean, it's fun for them to, I mean, I go out in public, and I'm from a globalist perspective, but against it. And by globalist perspective, I see what's going on. I am horrified by it. I don't even become enraged anymore. I become very sick. And I can walk over to people that have an autistic child or two. Some people are so submissive that even when the first one gets brain damage and has a seizure in the second round of shots, they still take the next baby in and do it. And they're so submissive. And I'll say, hi, how are you doing? What's your son's name? Oh, his name's, you know, David. You know, he's 5 years old. And I go, I see he's autistic. What spectrum disorder is that? Oh, why do you have an autistic child? Well, I'm a parent. I have an interest. And I've done this hundreds of times to the point of my wife and children say, please, please don't do it. And I will continue to do it because I care. It affects me. The only way I cannot literally go hide, you know, in the mountains somewhere and turn everything off because I have to go try to help people. Not because I'm a hero, folks. I have empathy. If they can target these people's children, they can target all of us, and they are spraying us and jacking the water, and it's impossible to avoid all this stuff. And Fukushima radiation levels off the chart on the West Coast. A year after I told you that, it all came out in the news. Some isotopes, hundreds of times safe levels. EPA's reaction was to raise it. And I'm sitting there, and they go, well, David, he was 18 months old. And I said, oh, what happened? Well, he had a seizure, and then he was asleep for about 3 days, went to the hospital, and then he was like this, but he's getting better. And I'll go, did you ever think it was from the vaccines? Well, we've heard that, and he did have it right after the shot. I mean, hundreds of times. And oh, really? And then they'll go, yeah, and you know, we've got another child that's autistic too. It happened to him, you know, when he was about 18 months too. And I go, and I see you have a daughter here. She's fine? Mm-hmm. In fact, I was even telling some people that were on the hike and bike trail that had autistic kids this weekend, and the woman looked at me and she said, yeah, girls are better. I was like, well, you got brain. I didn't say this. I went, and her husband was looking at him. He looked like Clark Kent. This is a great-looking family. Their kids have been murdered, soft-killed, lobotomized. And I'm sitting there talking to him, and the Clark Kent dad's about 6'4". He's kind of looking at me like, they didn't know who I was. He's like, so why are you telling us this? And I was like, well, girls have a stronger blood-brain barrier. And they go, yeah, girls are better. We've heard that. And I'm like, yeah, I guess they are better. I was like, I was just like, well, listen, I can see you're pregnant again. And I said, you might want to look into vaccines. And then, because I'd stopped at the top of this hill, and there was these other women there, and I saw this woman turn around and looked at me like angry. Because I was getting out of line. I was talking. I was a human up there. And then, because the hike and bike trail was a madhouse. This is actually yesterday. I say the weekend. Felt like yesterday. It was a madhouse. I've never seen it so busy, even where I go. And so I got down to the bottom of another hill, came out by the creek, and there was about 20 people down there. And there was another pregnant woman with her friend and two other people, because that's where all the yuppies are, all the successful people, all the people who think they're rock stars. Leave it to Beaver folks. And I'm sitting there, and I stop, and I start listening, and they're having discussions. Yeah, I'm not, whatever you call it, the term where you're diabetic because you're pregnant. I'm not pregnant, diabetic or whatever the term is. And I'm sitting there talking, yeah, blah, blah, yeah, it's our first kid, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there listening. And she paused by the creek to look at it for a few minutes before I went hiking up the next hill. And I went, well, listen, you better read those vaccine inserts. You better read those vaccine inserts because they're going to tell you there's no side effects, but the vaccine insert will tell you it can kill your child. And again, these women had their husbands with them, and they turned towards me. Because it's weird to talk. Guys talk about sports, act tough. Hey, weather's nice. Yeah, I'm doing good. Yeah, great. Working at the insurance company, doing good. Yeah, we're going on vacation here. See, I've broken with this. The normal behavior is I'm going to go around in grocery store lines, at restaurants. I now get up at restaurants, and I walk over to people's tables. That's what I do now. And I'm going to do it everywhere. Let me tell you something. If you start doing that, we'll break their back. If you just start not watching television and inviting your neighbors over for a barbecue, if you just start spending time with your family, if you just start not eating GMO, we will take over the market and break the back of the GMOs. And they know that. They're even crying uncle right now. Monsanto's freaking out right now. And again, I was going to get into some other subjects. My point is, I have total empathy for humanity. I love humanity. I love our art, our literature. I want to support the better attributes of humanity. And you know, I get up here with all this news, our government funding Al-Qaeda, McCain going to meet with Al-Qaeda, Rand Paul coming out and saying, you know, we're funding Al-Qaeda. You know, the emperor has no clothes. God bless Rand Paul. You know, he's played a little politics with them. But he's playing them, not the other way around. And they know that. That's why the neocons and the liberals hate him. God bless him. And I've got all this other NSA news. I've got Scotland saying every child have a state guardian who reports on the parents. You're all guilty until your family's destroyed. It's not guilty until proven innocent. You're no longer innocent until proven guilty. You're guilty until we kill you. We're going to suck everything out of you, and then we're going to blow you away. And, of course, the little mind-numbed, brainwashed minions of the system, they don't know that. They're on a power trip of running other people's lives when they can't even run their own. I've got all this news. I've got your calls. I'm going to get to everybody. It's just that if you want to know where I'm at, it's the eugenics. It is the artificial environment they're trying to build for us. And it's that I can't sit there and walk down the street and see a family and instantly see their children with a million-mile stare and see their kid, you know, staring at the ground and see them and go, oh, is your child autistic? They're like, yeah, how do you know? Well, I mean, and a lot of times they'll have pairs of them. And they go, they tell us it's genetic. Yeah. Yeah, it is genetic. There are some people who can be shot in the heart and survive because genetically they've got extra arteries, extra connections, extra electrical impulses. They're really tough. But it's the bullet through the heart that would kill, you know, 99 out of 100. But not some people like Rasputin, you know, in the czar court. It took them like an hour to kill him. Some people got thicker skulls. Some people you can't knock them out because genetically how they're wired and how their bone structure is set up. You got to bash their brains out to knock them out. Other people, you can knock them out, they got a glass chin. But it isn't that you have genetics of a glass chin why you're knocked out. It's because you were punched in the chin. You're getting cancer. You should be getting it when you're 90 years old and you've had the replication of your cells, not when you're 15. You've been put in an environment that is now accessing your genetics and causing the mutations. And I just realized that's everything. And I'm going to tell my whole crew, all of them, I want to go into the GMOs. I want to go into the admissions of diet injections, injunctions, like Bertrand Russell talked about, to brain damage and dumb down the public. I want to just constantly beat the drum of the thousands of Harvard and Stanford studies and Oxford studies and, you know, about sodium fluoride, what it does to the brain and you know, what they're doing. I want to hammer how they've done this to us, because we're seen as a plague and we're being soft killed. We're being dumbed down ahead of the larger cull. Because we have to have a break with the globalists. They never want people to come to the realization that this is going on. That's why they don't want to talk about how we give $85 billion a month to foreign banks and Congress won't be told who. Totally illegal, totally unconstitutional, treason, 1,000 times over the chart. They go so overboard on purpose because it works. They fund Al-Qaeda publicly to commit war crimes all over the world and then invade the countries to get rid of the Al-Qaeda they put in. But then don't even go after the Al-Qaeda. They actually go after innocent people. And that's so over the top, they get away with it. It's so over the top to have hundreds of FBI training manuals that are sent out to barber shops, hardware stores, gun shops. I say hundreds. It's over 200 last year put out to every type of business there is, tailored to them on what to look for. And it makes everything an act of terror, or so that everyone can be seen as a terrorist, to create a total culture of paranoia. Instead of being concerned about the government historically, that's the real danger and is running the terrorist. Common sense, founding fathers, world history. Oh, no, the government didn't do anything wrong. They're not corrupt. That's a conspiracy theory. How crazy Alex Jones is. It's your neighbor you can't trust. Over the top, 2 billion bullets, paper targets of five-year-olds they're training to kill. Even when the company comes out and admits it's real, never hits the news. 7,000 just last year, 7,300 anti-mine heavy armored vehicles training for war with us. Meanwhile, they tell us the enemy's everywhere, the Muslim extremists, when they run them. All of this is just over the top cuckoo land. And then I see a video. We will play in the next segment, then calls next hour, and then news. When I get to everybody. Sheila. I love the name Sheila. I'm like in Australia, they call women Sheilas, period. Jason, Mark, Julio, Samson, and others. We're going to get to all of you. But I just want humanity to make it. I want us to really work together and be honorable. Instead, the general public has taken on the attitude of not caring about anybody getting ahead. And it is a disaster. Just a bunch of self-centered, egotistical people that have never even faced real challenges. Having no idea how the rest of the world lives or what our ancestors have gone through to take us to this point. And then the very worst of us are in control because they cravenly crave it. And not recognizing, you're like, you're negative. No, I'm not. I'm positive. And by not recognizing the great evil, we allow it to take over. I look at the articles at Infowars.com. National broadcaster refuses to cover Bilderberg meeting. Send John McCain to Guantanamo Bay. Oh, yeah, he works with Al-Qaeda. Sending. Media coverage blackout over anti-Monsanto protests. Facebook blocking post about it. Representative Schiff's bill would repeal authorization for use of military force. That's some good news. Why is there just a blank check to NATO and the president? Facebook wages censorship war against moms of autistic children who protest GMOs. Memory hole. Americans no longer know what Memorial Day stands for. I'm going to play that coming up. The attempt to destroy the individual. Great John Rappaport article. The Japanese financial system is beginning to spin wildly out of control. That's just some of what's coming up after this quick break. I'm Alex Jones with Infowars.com. But we are in a giant scientific technocratic tyranny.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraganiX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I say I shot the sheriff, but I swear it was insane.
That's right. Sheriff John Brown came my way one day. And I started out. Us, folks. They're poisoning us on record. They even add radioactive isotopes to most water supplies on purpose. And we'll try to arrest you and block Freedom of Information Act request if you try to find out what is in the stuff they put in the water. And you go, why do they do that? Why do people beat women up? For no reason. Why do people kidnap children? Why do people rob folks? Because it's what they like to do. But because they're the government, it's okay in history. We call that a tyranny. I'm going to get to part of this clip and play more of it in the next hour after we go to your phone calls that I was just mentioning with people. Almost every person Mark Dice talked to, not knowing what Memorial Day was. And so even though there's people that are misguided and think war is patriotic, at least they know what it is and are just misguided. What about the trendies of this world who know how to act cool and dress like television says, but do not have any idea, don't even have the slightest inkling of what a major holiday is? Let's go to part of this clip.
What is Memorial Day for?
What is Memorial Day for?
Just you. What's Memorial Day for?
People
are victims.
About it. What is Memorial Day?
The globalists take one look at these people, folks. These folks have been drinking fluoride. Guaranteed that guy's had all his vaccines.
What is Memorial Day for?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Are you going to be barbecuing and celebrating?
Yeah, we're with my buddies.
But these are the people that are going to vote to take our guns and make us their slaves. They will vote.
I don't even know.
Don't even know.
No.
I don't know what Memorial Day is, man.
It's a big holiday. It's like the kickoff to summer when you barbecue and get drunk and stuff.
I don't think people from Chicago celebrate that thing, man.
They don't celebrate Memorial Day?
Nah, they're all ruthless, dude.
It's just Southern California celebration. Yeah.
And this is like 6 minutes long. There's like 20-something of them. Two people know what it is. And they're rightfully kind of mad at Dice. Like you should be. Like, because he starts saying obnoxious stuff on purpose. But the point is, they think he's serious, so they get mad saying Memorial Day is a surfing holiday. That video's up on Infowars.com. But that's why we're in so much trouble. The government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. And then they have Rachel Maddow go, Alex is a traitor. He says our government runs Al-Qaeda. Well, so does Senator Rand Paul. And we have to just start calling them on all of this, okay? Going, look, I mean, you know, not all of us are totally dumbed down begging to be, you know, injected with cancer viruses and drink fluoride all day. You don't have a right to do this to us. And we've somehow got to get the sheeple to wake up. But even if it's a minority of us, historically we can change things by saying no. There's no special interest for liberty, folks. Good people have to get together on the Bill of Rights and Constitution and enforce it aggressively and stop being people that basically lay down. Laying down will transmit you to tyranny. Standing up will transmit you to liberty. Briefly, at the end of this hour, we're running this special for just a couple more days until the 31st. 15% off all water filtration systems. That includes ProPure, the best stainless steel gravity-fed system with the anti-hydrofluorosilicic fluoride filters. You can get it all, the Pro One filters, you name it, all of it, 15% off. We already have the lowest price out there. When we do 50% off last time, the whole factory sold out. Okay, and so we can keep this going a few more days. 15% off, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, promo code WATER15. In the box, get you 15% off, or 888-253-3139. When you call, give them WATER15 to get 15% off, 888-253-3139.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introduce. introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.